USA Radio News.
Three people were killed and two were injured, including a state trooper, in a shooting in Maryland. The suspect was identified by officials as a male only, and he was also wounded.
Suspect fired and shot state trooper in the shoulder, who then returned fire and shot him back.
That was Maryland Governor Larry Hogan during a press briefing. The FBI and ATF are helping with the investigation. Speaking of things happening in Maryland, authorities have arrested a man with a weapon near the home of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The man, who traveled from California, told law enforcement he was upset about the leak of the Supreme Court opinion related to abortion rights, an upcoming gun control case, and the school shooting last month in Uvalde, Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Inflation is high in the UK.
Inflation in the UK is the highest it's been since the early 1990s. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says their recovery from the pandemic has been hindered by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. He says that energy and grain prices are expected to remain high in the short term, but adds that the UK and other allies cannot abandon support for Ukraine.
Never mind that abandoning the Ukrainians would be morally repugnant, since they are the victims, and they have an absolute right to defend a free and independent country. We are simply not in a position to tell them what to do.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. will be phasing out sales of plastic water bottles and other single-use products at national parks and other public lands. This is supposedly a major move to reduce pollution across the country. The change would take place by 2032. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A baby who has been missing since her parents were found murdered in a wooded area in Houston in 1981 has been found. Holly Claus is alive and well and now 42, according to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
I'm excited to announce that baby Holly has been located alive and well 42 years later. This investigation highlights the hard work and collaboration of multiple law enforcement agencies working together across the country and demonstrates the importance of continuing to investigate cold cases both in Texas and in the United States.
Klaus, who was a year old when her parents' bodies were found, weren't identified until 2021. She will be reuniting with her siblings formally in person very soon. The PGA Tour has told all its players that any participants in the Saudi-funded LIV Golf Series will be suspended. This came as the inaugural LIV Golf competition was underway in London. Among those subject to the suspension are Phil Mickelson, who reportedly signed a $200 million deal to play in the LIV Series, and 2020 Masters winner Dustin Johnson. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.